This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
I don't plan to be a daredevil like stunt drivers or special forces people, but I'll do what I have to in a situation I can turn off my fear or use it. But I'd be more afraid of not fighting tyranny and letting it win. I mean, that's the real fear intellectually. That's what you should be afraid of, is letting them fully take over, which they're trying to do. They want to dominate and totally control. And so I'd forgotten to ask Kathleen Willey, one of the Clinton victims, one of the most prominent ones that's been speaking out the most valiantly, where are the American men? You know, you're talking about James Comey, the new FBI director, hoping he'll do something. And we'll see if that happens. Let's put pressure on them, obviously, to do their job. I know it's hard to go up against these crime syndicates. And then the word is there's a big stalemate in D.C. because she's blackmailing folks right now. But what do you make of Donald Trump? He seems to be the only candidate going up against Hillary. And, you know, when she attacks him saying he's sexist, she's made jokes or whatever before. And saying, you don't want to go there, lady, with your husband's record, you know, of women. He's like Bill Cosby. She shut her mouth real quick. It was good to see Trump get back in her face.
I like Trump. He says it like it is. And he, now, and I thanked him publicly on an interview that I did for asking the hard question. Nobody's brought that up. Nobody. No mainstream media reporter has asked her any of the questions. I mean, this woman threatened my children's lives, okay? What kind of a mother?
Let's talk about that. I mean, you were pretty, I was getting off in other areas. Let's just in the 2-3 minutes we have left, let's go through what you witnessed the Clintons do and what they personally done to you.
Personally, what they did to me?
I mean, threatening your kids. Let's talk about that.
Well, after I got the, after I was subpoenaed by Paula Jones's attorneys, you know, I was never going to tell that story. That story was going to go to my grave with me. It's a bad story. But I had told some friends, and Paula's lawyers hired an investigator, and they found me, and they subpoenaed me. And my lawyer and I spent months trying to get out of that. I did not want to have to testify in that. I just didn't want to do it. And, all of a sudden, the president's attorney, Bob Bennett, became our new best friend. And he was driving down here to Richmond a couple times a month. And he was trying very hard to get me to sign an affidavit that nothing happened. And also, he was trying very hard to find out what happened. And
when you wouldn't do it, what happened to your, how'd she threaten your children?
Well, a lot of things started happening around here. I live in a very rural place, and I mean, private roads. And, I had pets disappear. My cars, my tires were slashed. 3 of them with a nail gun. I found somebody, roaming around the outside of my house 3 o'clock in the morning, one morning. I was very careful about telling anybody when I was going to be out of town, because I didn't want anybody to know until I got there. And I took my animals to the kennel where I always take them. And I knew no sooner got to my destination than I got a phone call from her, the owner of the kennel, who said, I just want to make sure before I do this that it's okay. This woman called and said that you had called her and asked her to please come get the animals from the kennel, that I rather that she, that they stay with her than the, at the kennel. I had done no such thing. And, the woman never showed up. But, I mean, they were following me.
And then, I understand.
They were following me. They knew my routine. And 2 days before my deposition, I mean, we just couldn't get out of it. I was out walking early one morning. I had neck surgery.
Gotta go to break again.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Because I was going into the Clintons and their background instead of just the abuse. But I realized something. I started getting nauseated listening to her and upset more so than I pretty much ever do. And I was having, I'm not being dramatic, flashbacks to being on the air during the 90s and the harassment that I got from the Clintons that I haven't even really gotten into. Fired, beaten up. It was shut up about Bill Clinton. Of course, they got beat up pretty bad, too. But the point is that they're like evil. I feel oppressed by them. I told Matt Drudge at dinner that when I see a picture of Hillary Clinton, I physically, I'm just tired of them. It's like some jerk neighbor that, like, you move to get away from them, and they move that, you know, next door to you again. That's just a jerk neighbor or some, you know, cousin you don't like. And then you go to a family reunion and they come sit right by you and that's irritating. It's like 10 times that. you know, I'll make a lot more money probably if Hillary gets in with talk radio and then the market will grow in libertarian conservative talk. But I don't want that. I just want my country back. And I'm not being dramatic here. I was talking about being traumatized by the Clintons when they called me into the radio station where I was number one at night in the slot, and they said, you stop talking about Bill Clinton and you're fired. They had a new manager. And I said, has this come down from the owners? And he goes, oh, yeah. We've been contacted all the way up in Pennsylvania. This is in Austin, Texas. The owners have been contacted. And they've never had this happen before. And by the way, they're big Democrats. You're going to shut your mouth or you're going to be off the radio. This is my first radio job. I'd been there 4 years, had taken my show to number one. I was already syndicated. I was doing that out of my house. And I didn't really argue. I said, well, I'll try to, you know, but I can't stop telling the truth. And a few weeks later, they fired me. And the guy laughed and said, your career is over. You're a loser. Ha, ha, ha. Tried to start a fight with me. And I was like, whatever, dude. I went home, you know, talked to, like, people on 30-something stations. And now it's almost 200. But I'm not getting this story about myself. I wanted to finish up and go to John Rappaport. But I don't know what it is about the Clintons. It's starting to happen with Obama, but not as bad. It's just been like 8 years since he ran and stuff. I physically can't look at Newt Gingrich anymore. I'm not even trying to whine. I'm a pretty tough guy. But it's the evilness of them and the being forced to study them and being forced to know their lies. And then she starts reminding me how our kids got threatened and them trying to kill our animals and all the folks they've killed and all the CIA guys I've had on about them and all the bad things they've done and then the whistleblowers that have died. And I'm not even scared of them. I'm sick of them. You know, it's like my mom has had a lot of nice cats, but she had one when I was in high school. That was nothing but sweet to animals. It still didn't like me. It was this black Persian cat, and it would urinate on my bed. And, of course, I washed my own clothes, made my own bed, and, you know, I'd have friends over. My room was communal. We'd sit down there and be cat pee on the bed. I got so sick of that cat. And when it finally died, I didn't celebrate it, but I was like, thank God. And I was already moved out by then. And my parents had actually moved back to Austin, too. But, see, I'm actually just being traumatized here. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. I don't know the power the Clintons have over me, and I ask God to heal me of this. But, Kathleen, I'm not trying to be dramatic. You got, you know, physically attacked by him. You weren't going to go public, as you said, until they threatened your kids, threatened your family. We're in your backyard at 3 in the morning, rural area. They tried to destroy you in business. I know you're losing your house right now. And I just want to say...
Well, Roger Stone has been kind enough to set up a GoFundMe page for me. And, you know, I have a terrible time asking for help. But I just find, you know, somebody who finally sat me down and said, listen, there are a lot of people that want to help you. You have just got to let them do it. And because, I mean, I'm looking at a February 19th sale date of my house.
I know, and if people appreciate what you've done, they need to go to your... And I was about to do that. Go to ascandaladay.com. There's links to your GoFundMe site, A Scandal A Day, Kathleen Willey. I need to donate today. And we're trying to help whistleblowers like yourself and Edward Snowden and others that have been obviously persecuted for doing the right thing. But you are a hero. Now, you heard me just do 3 or 4 minutes. I don't know why Hillary, especially more than Bill, I actually have a somatic response now of feeling sickened when I see them. Do you have that same feeling? And then in closing...
I can't, when they had that debate the other, I can't look at her anymore. I can't listen to that cackle of hers. I can't, everything that comes out of her mouth is a lie. I'll tell you what, I went to see 13 Hours a couple of nights ago, and I met those three guys, Tonto, Oz, and Pig. And I met and spoke with them. These are really humble, honorable men.
Aren't they the opposite of Hillary?
Well,
strong, you know, tough, honorable, true, real.
Absolutely. I've got an email, you know, back and forth with one of them. And actually, I want to tell you, when I saw that movie, and I cried all the way home. I was so angry. When after seeing that movie, and it was very realistic. And I've seen those guys interviewed on TV.
I want to say good job, Michael Bay. Oh, yeah, they pointed out she lied, ordered the stand down. In closing, finish up with the threat on your kids. You said one morning you're outside, Kathleen. Finish that.
Yeah, and this person who I had met, everybody who lived out here, was coming my way, and he just looked like a jogger. And he stopped me, and he said, did you ever find your cat? Because he had just disappeared into the night. And he was an old guy and didn't go out much. And so I put signs up around the neighborhood. And he had a collar on, and he had his name tag on. And he asked me if I ever found my cat, and I just thought he was a neighbor. And I said, no. And I said, every time I drive in the driveway, I hope he's sitting on the porch. And definitely, he said, yeah, that's Bullseye. He was a nice cat. And I said, well, have you seen him? Do you have him? And he just looked at me again. He said, yeah, he was a really nice cat. And that's when I thought to myself, something's up here. And I asked him who he was. I said, who are you? What do you want? And then he asked me about my children by name. And
right then, he'd get his ass beat so bad. That's why I don't do that at my house. Boy, yeah, if the government comes around and does that, you're going to get your neck broken. That's my default. You come up on my yard and threaten my kids, you're going to get hurt bad.
That's what I said, Mama Bear.
The good news is that's when you went public. That's when you went after them. That's when you organized all the women. So you're more of a man than almost all these men out here, lady.
Well, I just, you don't go around threatening other people's children. I'm sorry. You just don't. And it was so insidious. I mean,
what did he say when he said that? I mean, what else did he say?
He asked me by name. And then he said, now your son, he's still in college, in this town. I'm not going to say his name.
He was threatening
you. And your daughter, she still lives in this other town.
What did he look
like?
Did he look like government? Look like assassin? Look like a scumbag?
He just looked like, well, he was indistinguishable. I think that's probably why he was the one. He had on dark sweats and a sweatshirt and a baseball hat. I mean, he didn't look all that threatening.
Now, I remember you telling me the story 15 years ago or more, and I got physically nauseous. So how did it end for folks?
Well, I mean, I finally said, what do you want? And then, he threatened the two children of a good friend of mine too. I finally said, what is it that you want from me? And he looked at me and he just said, you're just not getting the message, are you? And,
I'll tell you what,
I'll be very honest with you, Alex. I had, when they threatened my children's lives, I thought, you know what? I can't let that happen. I'm just going to have to lie under oath. I have to protect my children. And something just clicked. When we got to the point, we were in front of a federal judge, and I had to finally start talking. Something told me, tell the story. Tell the story.
I know. When the rubber met the road, that happens so often with patriots and heroes, is that first they're scared, but when it comes to it, they go, you know what, I'm not going to be scared, because that's when they'd probably come after you, is if you hadn't told the truth. Kathleen, Willie, everybody needs to go and support you at ScandalAday.com. God bless you, ma'am, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
I appreciate it so much, and thanks for putting that that up.
You bet, sweetheart. Everybody should buy your book or at least go donate to keep your house. God bless you. And, folks, I know I have a lot of patriots on like her and try to support them. I'm going to try to get those Navy SEALs on as well from Benghazi. We're going to skip this network break. I'm not doing this anymore, obviously, this week, and I'm cutting back on it, but I want to have more time with John Rappaport. I appreciate him holding investigative journalist, nomorefakenews.com, while I go through all that. But I realize now, psychoanalyzing, that he's a smarter psychology guy than even I am. He just cuts right to it. I'm not being dramatic. I felt great. I was having a good show. I was covering a lot of important news. I felt like I was doing good. I started listening to the Clintons and remembering all the other women and the stories. I probably interviewed 20 of them back in the 90s. And I got beyond nauseous. It's like a sickness in the soul where it's evil that I have to focus on the Clintons. But so many people say, good, just give into it, ignore it, go enjoy your own life. No, they're going to run over us if we do that. But I don't know what it is about Hillary. But she, it's just focusing on her. Soros, too. I don't even want to look at him. And there's only a few other people like this. But I can't look at them anymore. And sometimes I just catch, them on the cover of a newspaper or on TV, and I actually turn away like it's Medusa. And I'm not being dramatic. You're a really smart guy when it comes to being an investigator journalist, but psychology and a lot more. And I want to get into Zika and the world economy and everything with you, but covering the waterfront for the next 10 minutes with you, sir. Mr. Rappaport, you just heard me for the last 10 minutes talking about that. I almost had to stop talking in a minute. I mean, I couldn't even figure out what I was going to say. Trying to analyze some key, some answer to all of this is, why is Hillary so evil? Or so many of the people I know say they can't look at her. Even people that are Democrats now are turning against her. What is it about Hillary? I mean, is she now the archetype of an arrogant, above the law witch, or what is it?
Well, I can only give you my reaction, Alex, and that is, she could be the next president.
That's it. I realize the great evil, another wave of evil's coming, and I just think of her ruling me. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if she were just, running a candy store downtown, and you could see right away when you look at her, hey, there's something really wrong here. Okay, you buy, whatever it is, a couple of bottles of water, and you walk out. But she could be the next president. And then consider what's going to happen. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And the power keeps increasing. She gets closer to the top, closer to her ultimate goal. It's one lie after another, after another. And you can see what's behind it. I mean, this is not going to be an easy presidency, believe me, if she wins. I mean, this is a titanic catastrophe because she is counting on getting revenge on everybody, because she is the type of person who believes that everybody has to pay, because nobody has been completely loyal to her all the way through, and she deserves, unquestioning obedience.
Oh, you know there's going to be a persecution. Can you imagine her, the getting even that's going to happen when she gets in? That's it.
That's
I physically realize I'm in danger. I've already been jacked with by the Clintons when I had 1/100th the power I have now, and I'm on their enemies list. And when they brought up InfoWars, Richard Reeves talked to her, and they heard InfoWars, they all turned like vampires at high noon. I guess I just realized that I'm in danger. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's you see somebody at the top, and you like take Merkel, for example. Even. I mean, there she is, and what is she saying out front? She's saying, as if she's kind of mystified by this whole, migrant wave of invasion into Europe. It's almost as if, that's the front that she's presenting. Why would anyone, we need people, population is dropping and so forth. And you hear one lie after another thudding down onto the carpet,
It's like she doesn't know Peter Sutherland, the head of the UN migrant program, signed a deal with her 5 years ago to bring them all in, that they advertised come here, everything's free, that they made a deal with Turkey as a conduit to bring them in. They know they're invaders into Syria, not even Syria. She doesn't know there's hundreds of rapes a day.
Of course
she
not.
Doesn't know they ordered the police to cover it up.
Not.
She doesn't know they're using it to bring in a civil emergency, just like France. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. She doesn't know her parents were Stasi, communist dirtbags. These people are filth. They don't want prosperity, John. They want to mount our heads. They want to break us. They want to dominate the Renaissance. They want to kill the Enlightenment. These people are the opposite of the real Illuminati. They're the counterfeit Illuminati of Adam Weishaupt, come to bring darkness.
Yep. And so you see that every time you look at her. You can see behind that front. She's just a little old lady down at the corner. Who's, sitting there selling newspapers, only she's the head of Germany. And so you know that behind this little front is tremendous, everything is a lie. Every single thing is a lie.
It's a plan.
That comes up. Yeah, exactly. It's the same with Hillary. It's the same with Bill. It's the same with all of them, And then you think, well, how could this be? How could a human being exist in that atmosphere of doing nothing but lying all the time?
If I do anything wrong, I'm racked with guilt, even if I do it by accident. How do these people operate?
So they get into that, underwater universe where everything is corrupt and everything is evil. They want to be there. That's the thing that people aren't willing to accept. They want to be there. That's where, they thrive. It's like a certain kind of an insect. You know, you've got to put that insect in a swamp, and it's got to be warm, and so on and so forth, and it's got to have a lot of, you know, junk there. And
it's
so
their
forth.
Environment, and they want to turn the world into their hell that they're comfortable in.
Exactly. Exactly, because when they look outside the swamp and they see there are people moving around, living their lives, you know, or reasonably satisfied or even very happy or whatever, they can't stand that because that's the reflection.
Because our souls are bigger and stronger than theirs, but we don't seek the power, so they see us as a rival and a threat. That's why they want to dominate us. That is the key to their entire system. When I say the good Illuminati versus the bad Illuminati, Illuminati just means enlightened, light, freedom. God's the light, folks. They're the false light, so they call it the Illuminati, but they're not bringing light. They're not bringing enlightenment. They created the Illuminati to take over the Renaissance that was the true enlightenment, that was the true power, that was the real original Christians before the establishment church. And that's what 1776 and all of it was, folks. And there's a battle between those two forces. The problem is, since they took it over after Washington's death, they've exterminated the original enlightenment leadership, folks. They're gone. But we have to take it back up against them. Rappaport, I'm sorry I'm ranting. This is just getting too heavy for me.
Okay. You know, when I was, I guess it was 19, I read Dostoevsky's novel, The Idiot. That's a perfect image of what I'm talking about here. Because here was just an innocent guy, and he fell into the complete corruption of the Russian aristocracy at the time. And when those terminally corrupt people looked at him, they saw a reflection of what they could never be, what they could never be, you know, because they were ensconced in evil and manipulation and so forth. And there was some little tiny piece of their soul that was still aware and awake that this character was, you know, a kind of a shining light that they could never have. They would never have. And so their only motivation after a certain point became destroy him. Destroy him. So it's the same thing with these people. They look out at the world and they see something they can never have because they have entered into the swamp. That's where they live, underwater. That's where they want to live. That's where they're comfortable. But they can still see out enough to know that they can never have the one thing that they really would desire, so they have to kill it.
It's the same allegory of Sleeping Beauty. That, you know, these archetypes tell us the truth, where the witch demands the kids. They won't give them to her. They hide them, but then they sneak the kids back out. She gets happily married, and what she hates is the man and the woman, the family, loving each other, prosperity. She comes down off her big mountain as a dragon to try to kill everybody.
Exactly. Kill the innocent. Kill the innocent because they represent what you can never have, the thing that you want. And that's what they're living with, these people. So they have to keep on lying and lying and getting to greater level and committing crimes and getting to a greater level of power so that they can wreak their revenge and do more destruction. And that's where
And that's revenge
going.
Just on us not being in their universe.
Exactly. That's all it is. You're not where I am, so I have to kill you. You know, and if you say, when you put it that way, or when I put it that way, you see how completely insane it is, but that's the formula on which they're operating.
What do you think of their minions? What's wrong with their minions? I mean, their minions aren't really evil on average. How do they follow such idiocy?
Yeah. Well, they're completely deluded, for one thing. You know, a lot of them are true believers, which means that they see in, say, for example, Hillary, something that they aspire to or they believe is good because they're true believers. And you see this in every age, every era in society, the history of the planet, some complete tyrant who has an enormous number of not just soldiers, but, you know, sycophants and admirers and so forth who don't see what's actually there. They see what they want to see. And then you have the wheedling, corrupt, manipulating courtiers at court, you know, as in the old monarchies and so forth that are always maneuvering for a better position. That's where they want to live. They want to be in a situation where there is a single power at the top and that they can maneuver and manipulate and scheme and, you know, their way and see how high they can get.
Stay there. Incredible. Absolutely on target. John Rappaport, the deep secrets here. This is how it really works. But it's not secrets at all. It's prima facie. It's a conquest economy, a crony economy, not an economy based on your literature, your art, what you built, what you grew, what you did, that your family's known for telling the truth, that you do what you say you're going to do. That's the chivalrous Renaissance economy of innovation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes when you're too close to a problem, you don't see it. That's my only blind spot. And I was asking the crew during the break, you know, did it sound dramatic that I was not having an anxiety attack? I don't really have those. Other than, like, you know, you get a call from, you know, wherever, you hear your kid's been hurt or something, you have an anxiety attack for 30 seconds. It's more of like just a nausea, a frustration, the Clintons ruling over us, knowing that more evil's coming. And the crew was like, no, that makes more sense than a lot of stuff you say. So I'm glad folks get where I'm coming from. I'm not being dramatic. It's just, this is real for me. We're not up here trying to put a bad face on this to have fun. We're putting a real face on this to get people to wake up to stop it. Now, you guys have a channel open or something in there. I'm getting a BuzzFeed. I think one of your intercoms is on. Just so you know. I can tell a channel's up. No big deal. It's just at a certain point to just calmly go along each day. You got it. Thanks. to just calmly go along each day like I'm talking about the price of tomatoes or something, and I'm a farm report. Oh, look, the Chinese are buying the U.S. Mercantile Stock Exchange. Oh, look, world economy's imploding. Top banks say death spiral. Sell everything you have. Oh, no big deal. Oh, look, the government knew they were shipping in actual ISIS into Europe. German intelligence, okay, German spy chief. ISIS is sending terrorists into Europe disguised as refugees. I mean, ISIS said that in February of last year, 1 year ago. It's actually 1 year ago tomorrow, on the 6th. Just, you know, code 291, Swedish police cover up thousands of crimes involving refugees. It just goes on and on. Russia simulated nuclear strike against Sweden, NATO admits. Army and Marine Corps chiefs, it's time for women to register for drafts. I've got two daughters. That fundamentally makes me in between wanting to throw up and punch somebody in the nose. And then I realized getting angry is normal. I am not in a trance. I am not brainwashed. I am sick of it. And I'm sick of the Clintons with all their crimes, getting away with all of it. The fact that they're known criminals. I mean, if I was dealing with Obama in 15 years again and facing the prospect of 8 years of that, and the way things are moving now with Democrats admitting they're trying to pass martial law bills in Congress to make the president God, and the Republicans are behind it, I mean, what are they planning? What's so big? I can feel, not just intellectually or geopolitically, see I'm right, but I can feel my gut going, no, Alex, it's worse than you're saying. Ugh. And I've never been like this. I rant and rave to release steam, but I'm telling you, John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, author, great info at his site, folks. Check it out today. Piercing insight, as I say, you really do have it. Are you feeling the energy level rise, both positive and negative? But, I mean, now I almost feel like something really evil's rising, though, in the midst of it. I've been feeling a lot of positive energy and seeing it, but now I feel like the gates of hell have been opened or something. I'm feeling a new energy enter the country and the world that is just really bad. I mean, it's bad. It's death, Rappaport. Are you seeing that?
I'm getting a very weird feeling about the presidential season, Alex. Sort of taken a different kind of a turn. I'm looking across the board at the possibilities and who's getting pushed to the front and who's getting pushed to the back. And I'm seeing, you know, there's Hillary. There she is. Oh. She's got 500 delegates, super delegates already locked up. These are the people that are not affected by the primaries that just walk into the nominating convention and cast a vote for her. And if that's the case, you know, here she comes. And then whoever the Republicans put up, you know, who's it going to really be when all is said and done? And how easy is it going to be for her to just kind of roll over everybody with her?
Or hell, she'll just blow the airplane up. She doesn't care.
And then she's president, you know, and then here comes the revenge, you know. So, yeah, I see the weird twisting that's happening in this presidential campaign. I see it over and over again. And it's not a good thing. It's a really bad thing.
You've been an investigative journalist for big papers, an investigative journalist for major TV magazines. I mean, you're an investigative journalist first and foremost. In your 40 years, or correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 40-something years as a journalist, have you ever seen such a crazy climate?
Oh, absolutely not. Are you kidding? No. It gets bigger and worse and stranger all the time. You know, the antidote to that is that so many people wake up that they just stop giving their informed consent. I mean, that's the ultimate antidote, is that people see, okay, this is spinning completely out of control. This isn't even a good imitation of what the Republic is supposed to be. You know, this is like a bad, you know, horror movie on a small budget. I mean, they aren't even trying to make it seem real anymore. It's just right out in the open.
And it's not like it's some group that just wants to skim money but still wants the country to do well. I'd fight that because it always leads to worse corruption like we see now. But this is like hardcore. Your kids are ours. We're taking your guns. We're bringing in ISIS. We're putting poison in your water. We're going to forcibly shoot you up. We're going to make you eat GMO. We hate you. I mean, it's just so evil.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what it feels like. The gloves are off, okay? For a while, we were pretending that, you know, this is a really good thing that we're doing, and we still talk that talk, but really, it doesn't matter anymore. All that you need to know is you're going to put all of your loyalty in us, because once we get there, you have no other choice.
And then we know getting there is worse. Cashless society, shutting off our food, totally enslaving us. We're being taken into the dungeon. They told us they were taking us to a candy stand. We're a five-year-old kid, and now they're putting chains on our arms. And now we realize, oh, really, we really are in a psycho's dungeon.
You know, once I was testifying in front of a subcommittee in Nevada about antidepressant drugs and violence in children, because they had a school shooting out there. And I was sitting in the subcommittee room. This is the state legislature of Nevada, about which I knew. They're the representatives, right?
Just go back 10 seconds. Your Skype just blurped. Repeat what you just said.
Okay. So I'm sitting in this committee room, looking at these representatives there at this legislative hearing, just trying to get a read and a feel for what's going on. And then all of a sudden, a woman enters the room, and I find out she is the Attorney General of the state of Nevada. And all of a sudden, all these representatives are, you know, gathering around her like little creatures, you know, to get their little piece of goodwill, or that she would smile at them or engage in conversation with them. And then she tells an anecdote about Bill Clinton coming to town and this and that, a higher power, you know, and everybody's laughing obsessively.
You were watching minion sprites hopping around the goblin, and then the goblin told you of a dragon king, and they
exactly.
It's a hierarchical.
Exactly,
they're minions.
That's what it is? You see, that's it. That's the story. So that's how you can have this bureaucracy in Washington and other places, in all the state capitals, even in, you know, cities, whatever, you know, that are just gobbling up everything, because that's what these people do. They just kind of hang around, and they just kind of attach themselves like little leeches and barnacles and creatures to the next person up the line, and they on and on and on, all the way to the top. And the person who's at the top, and this was something that I realized too when I was sitting in that legislative room, the person at the top feels that. All the, you know,
the worship,
all the pyramid, all the way down. So, if
like a Greek
top,
god doesn't exist unless they're worshipped. They're becoming a god in their own mind, in their own egomania.
Exactly. They can feel all that, and it's not just an illusion. It's real, because everybody's in that universe. Everybody's playing that. Everybody's doing that. So, you know, you look at the old French courts. I don't know what
first
is it,
side.
A couple of hundred people that were vying for attention. I mean, now you've got a million people, more than a million, millions of people inside government bureaucracies that are just feeding this kind of vile energy all the way up the line to the top. And then you have the president steps out on a platform and looks down at all of this like some sort of, you know, God at the top of the pyramid looking down, and says, this is my kingdom. This is my empire. This is what I've got. And all these people owe me, and they must do what I say they will do. I mean, wow, that's an awesome amount of corruption.
But then none of them are producers. They have to go out then and find somebody as a vampire to siphon blood off to then go give it to their god, and we don't have any blood left. So they bring in Bernie saying, chop everybody's heads off. That'll give us more blood. And then all these little spoiled minions that are the next generation of the system, they're going, yes, blood, blood. I mean, have you seen the interviews we've done and Mark Dice have done? We don't edit these. We will show every person we talk to.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And they actually, 9 out of 10 say, put gun owners in forced labor camps or kill them. They say, elect Karl Marx. They say the most vile evil you can imagine. And they actually think they're good. But the weird paradox was, used to a slayer that was in an army of, say, centurions going out to dominate and kill, had to fight men to at least take it. Now, it's just little bots of Jell-O all just going around going, evil, evil, your blood is ours. And they don't even have any strength to take it. We all just roll over in a trance and give it to them.
Yeah.
So it's an army of slugs of ruling over us.
And many of them are college slugs now. You know, and I was just talking to somebody about this. You will now get people, most of the people who get to the college level can't even be taught anymore because they weren't prepared enough. They weren't educated. Nobody bothered. Nobody really cared, and nobody put it to them, look, you're here to learn this. You got to learn something, understand? You know? So none of that happened. All they were taught were values and slogans and mottos and all kinds of cheap kind of idealism, ridiculous stuff. And then they arrive at colleges. Professors, even the good ones, take one look around and want to just run into the night.
It's just intellectual tinfoil. It's like Mardi Gras beads. There's no value, and all they do is just throw up stuff. Martin Luther King's racist. Pull him down now. You heard about that?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
exactly.
It's just mindlessness.
Sure. Sure. So, you know, what do you think these kids are going to do? They're just going to attach themselves to the latest piece of human corruption, you know, and they're going to say, well, we want to be part of this. We want to be part of this because we don't have anything else. So this is the minion phenomenon in all of its glory. It stretches out into so many dimensions of society.
This is the end of the individual. This is the end of free will. This is the rise of just stupid, dumb, drooling, mindless servants who won't even know they're being commanded headlong off cliffs by their gods, by their psycho gods.
And even in the intellectual class, you go into these giant research labs like the National Institutes of Health or something. And what do you have? You have highly educated researchers who are doing the same thing. They're reaching out for the next little grant money. They're reaching out for the next little project, the next little promotion, appointment status.
And they're so selfish. They're planning that next vacation perfectly, and they hate all their underlings and tell them they're all stupid and love to go before the dean grovel. And, oh, can I meet Bill Gates when he comes to town? Oh. They're so empty.
Right. And this is, I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands of employees, right? And so you take NIH, you take for National Security Agency, the CIA, and the FDA, just keep multiplying, IRS, and you've got the same thing. You know, or the biggest media outlets, what's the word from the top? What are we supposed to do here? How am I supposed to behave, and how do I act and react, and how can I, you know, mince my way ahead a little bit and get a little bit
more? And there's new downloads every week now of how you're supposed to behave as they change the language and how you're supposed to conform to prove you're a servant of Sauron.
Yeah, exactly. So you get the latest directive, and okay, this is what I'm supposed to do now. This is the word. Last week it was that, but now it's the opposite. Who cares? I mean, it's the double think of Orwell. And so this is what society is becoming. And so it all comes back to the individual, because if the individual can't stand up for himself and say, this is who I am, this is what I mean, this is what I say, this is what I believe, I can think, you know, I understand, I have power, and this is the way it was supposed to be set up. But now it's all gone. But I'm not gone. I'm not going away. Nobody's going to push me out the door. Doesn't matter what people say. You know, now, if enough people had that, then things would start to turn around. Because then informed consent would be withdrawn in 1,000 different ways. Too many ways for them to stop it. But it all depends upon that. Because they are aiming to completely destroy not only the individual, but the concept of the individual.
Exactly. And people point at this and they say, it's screwing everything up. Why would they want to hurt the money-making? Folks, the globalists control the issuance of currency and credit. It's like Mao's override of China killing 84 million people. It wasn't a failure. David Rockefeller, when he died, when Mao died, wrote a New York Times article praising him, saying it worked wonderfully and how Mao followed his program. So that's the issue. You can read that article. It's online. This is what they want. They want to end the old system. And the old system isn't perfect. But what they're bringing in is the most dishonorable, anti-human, anti-liberal. That's what makes me maddest, John, is I love Thomas Jefferson. I'm a real liberal. I'm tolerant, live and let live. I really, you know, to a point. I'm a Christian. I'm somewhat conservative. But at the same time, I make some of my conservative audience mad because I am so libertarian. But that's just who I am. I'm fundamentally that way. I don't look down my nose like a Pharisee because of what somebody does in their bedroom. But then the people that are in a bedroom that I'm not even attacking say, you have kids and you're a man and you got to give that up. They want to destroy who I am. And so that's what's so crazy is that it's a weird cult claiming it's liberal. But liberal means you accept everybody, but you keep your identity. They say, no, we tell you what to accept and you give up your identity. Well, that's the Borg. That's not liberal.
Exactly. You know, there are armies of sociologists out there that have infiltrated universities. And really, their whole theme is the individual doesn't exist at all. That was always a hallucination. I mean, I'm serious about this. I've got a quote from a guy.
No, they admit it. They say, get rid of that. Trick people. They have no will. Then your will is theirs. But let me tell you, those sociologists from the CIA, they got will.
You bet. And then you find somebody, you know, who struggles their way, works their way, whatever they do. They appear to get to the top in some way. And then they turn around and they say, I don't want anybody else to get to the top. So however I got to the top, that's now off the table. What I want now is control of what everybody can do and can't do because I'm at the top.
Let's come back and talk about that with John Rappaport. And then there's another paradigm. People are so programmed, you try to lift them up. They then think you must secretly need them and get angry at you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Our show needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few, lucky two. All right, I'm going to go. end of this segment and then throw it to Rob Dew, who's going to have good old Richard Reeves from New Hampshire and all that news coming up in the fourth hour. We do 3 hours, Alex Jones, an hour, one of our great researchers, anchors here broadcasting worldwide. Then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. But just briefly, I just have goodwill. I really like seeing people built up doing well. In fact, you can have anything you want, just don't take it from me, to quote The Jungle. Well, if that's The Jungle, I'll be throwing that any day. But briefly, the system is suppressing our normal hormones, our normal actions, our normal behaviors. And with the proper nutrients, the proper vitamins, you cannot completely reverse everything that's happened, but you can certainly wake up in a different world than they'd like you to. And Anthroplex is our latest for athletics, for weight, for energy, for libido. It's where you'll really, in my experience, notice it quickly within a day. Anthroplex is our newest product available at InfoWarsLife.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. But if you'll try it, I don't steer people wrong. I don't report stuff that isn't true on purpose. Occasionally we're wrong, but not about our products. It really is amazing, and it's made right here in the USA, and it's discounted with free shipping and 15% off when you get it with Super Male Vitality or Super Female Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com. The water filters, the non-GMO seeds, the Pro-Liberty t-shirts, the books, the videos. It's all things we like, we use, we believe in. So we treat others as we like to be treated, and we appreciate all your support, your prayers, and more. The products are amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And InfoWarsHealth.com is the whole longevity line. You buy the products there that also supports the broadcast, InfoWarsHealth.com. Now, going back to John Rappaport, who I appreciate joining us from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Be sure and bookmark that as well, folks. And just because you're awake doesn't mean others are. Pass the stories on. I'm not lecturing. We've seen everybody. When it comes down to it, more of it is the TV sickness, like space sickness with no gravity, not being on the ground, not being agrarian, not being on the earth. We are being separated from our humanity. And part of that's our own development. Part of that's artificial. But everything you do is to do that. And I think so much of it is that the artificiality allows people to believe the larger lies that are intensifying. What do you think the few secrets are in the 4 minutes we have left, or 3 minutes, to break free at the beginning, like a little chicken coming out of an egg with our egg tooth, into a wider world? How do we come out of Plato's cave?
Person's got to ask himself, what do I believe? You know, what's my conviction? That word conviction doesn't have anything to do with prison, although that's the way it's used now. What's your convictions? What are the basic convictions that you have? And then what are you going to do about it? You know, if a person sets out on that road, they are going to arrive somewhere important.
That's where the power's at.
That's where it is, exactly.
And if you don't seek the power and do it with a pure heart, you will get the power.
Yeah, you'll get somebody else's power if you don't find your own. That's for sure. That's the way it works out. So to me, that's where it starts. You know, and I see some people do it. I see other people that don't. I see other people that, you know, they're always on a wobble course. They're always wobbling. What are my convictions? Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm looking, this looks good. That sounds good. I like to buy this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's no core. There's no center there. You know, what are you alive for? It's what your convictions are. That's what you got to find.
You got to decide that you are conscious and do have free will, because that itself is a choice.
Absolutely. And there's so many people now who are convinced that's not the case. So you bet. You better understand that you're free. Because if you don't think so, you're just giving it all away.
That's right. I want to have you up for a full hour to talk about the myth that we don't have free will. The enemy, I've talked to them, that they know we have free will, how powerful humanity is. But they need us off the field. John Rappaport, God bless you, my friend. Have a great weekend. That's a great soul right there.